new unemployment claims spiked at 3.3 million.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
The number of new unemployment claims filed in the week ending March 21st exploded to 3.3 million nationwide, up from 282,000 the week before. Just to bring this into perspective, the highest number of weekly new claims ever before now was in January 10, 2009, when it reached 957,000. It should be noted that back then, more than 10 million full-time jobs were lost before it started to improve. However, this is not then. In 2008, the reason for the Great Recession was the financial crisis and the bursting of the housing bubble. The collapse was caused by underlying economic and business factors required fixing, and that took time. This time around, what we are looking at is a forced shutdown of most businesses due to pandemic, and this has caused the economy to drop sharply. It should be remembered that Philadelphia did everything St. Louis did in 1918 flu epidemic. However, it did it just 2 weeks later. The fatality rate in Philly was 8 times that of St. Louis. So we are now doing the right thing. The fundamentals of the economy are fine. And if this sounds like President Hoover's declaration in 1929, it is not that. Let's go through the numbers. Now that eventually everybody agrees that this is a pandemic, a two-pronged approach being put in place, the healthcare and the economy. On the economic side, there is a $2 trillion economic stimulus bill, which includes $250 billion additional funds for unemployment insurance coverage, and a great novel idea of $301 billion direct payment to households. These two segments, which constitute only a quarter of the entire bill, have the largest and the fastest impact on the economy, since families, particularly those who are not in the higher income group, are very likely to spend all of this new money. A dollar spent to buy basic products like food, groceries, other necessities in labor-intensive industries create revenues for those businesses, who then pay part of the same dollar to their employees and suppliers, etc. The suppliers also pay their employees, and so on and so forth. This is called the multiplier effect, where a dollar can create $4 or $5 of impact on the economy. While the rest of the bill is necessary to prevent a large number of bankruptcies and damage to the fundamentals of the economy, the part that will impact most people in the shortest period is the $551 billion. This appears to be clear to everybody that this bill is not enough. However, even as a standalone, it will make the recession shallower and maybe even shorter. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.